North Carolina's top elections official addressed lawmakers this week on some of the big changes voters saw in this year's primaries. Voting and election integrity reporter Rusty Jacobs has more.
More than 99% of in-person voters this March showed valid ID when they cast ballots in the primaries. Those numbers seem to suggest a successful rollout of the ID requirement. But, as State Board of Elections Executive Director Karen Brinson Bell reminded lawmakers on Wednesday, voters who turn out for primaries are typically more civically engaged and informed than the overall electorate that turns out for general elections in a presidential year.
That's part of why we've reserved the advertising dollars or structured the campaign the way we have.
Brinson Bell was addressing the North Carolina General Assembly's Joint Legislative Elections Oversight Committee. The photo ID law was enacted in 2018, but held up by litigation until last year when the conservative majority state Supreme Court reinstated it in time for the 2023 municipal elections. The law had been declared unconstitutional by a lower court for its disparate impact on black voters. Democratic Senator Natasha Marcus wanted to know if state elections officials had any way of tracking the number of voters who didn't even try to cast a ballot because they thought they couldn't comply with the ID requirement.
I feel like that's a gap in our understanding of the impact of the voter ID law.
Brinson Bell said that is not something her office could determine. The primary election was the ID law's first major test. But still, overall turnout was just about 24% of the state's 7.4 million registered voters. The state's GOP majority legislature enacted sweeping elections law changes ahead of the primaries, including the elimination of a 3-day grace period for counting absentee-by-mail ballots postmarked by Election Day. Brinson Bell said about 28,000 voters cast mail-in ballots in the primaries. 1,128 of them arrived after the new deadline of 7:30 p.m. on Election Day, and consequently were not counted. Of those, 445 came from registered Democrats, 412 unaffiliated voters, 268 Republicans, and 3 Libertarians.
Just shy of 800 of these 1,128 ballots that were received within 3 days of the election.
Meaning, Brinson Bell told the committee, they would have been counted under the old 3-day grace period. As lawmakers prepare to start a legislative session aimed at adjusting the state's budget needs, Brinson Bell took the opportunity to alert them to what she cast as an alarming personnel trend: high turnover among county election directors. 60 changes since 2019, some due to retirement.
But what some of them have shared is that the fuel is just not in the fuel tank any longer. Election professionals have faced continued hostility, harassment.
Brinson Bell told lawmakers that understaffed county elections offices will need help from her office, and she'll be seeking restored funding.
One of our asks, even in short session, will be to return us to 8 field support specialists.
Republican legislators like Senator Paul Newton wanted to focus on what elections officials are doing to maintain clean voter rolls, telling Brinson Bell not to hesitate to ask for funds when it comes to bolstering election integrity.
If we don't have integrity in our elections, we don't have anything, right?
Brinson Bell reminded Newton that her office had wanted to and been given funds to join the Electronic Registration Information Center, ERIC, a multi-state compact through which member states share data to accurately track the movement and status of voters. But legislative Republicans pulled the plug on joining ERIC as the organization came under partisan attack from the right, even though it was formed in 2012 by a coalition of 7 red and blue states with assistance from the Pew Charitable Trusts. Republican Representative Dennis Riddell of Alamance County told Brinson Bell he didn't share her enthusiasm for ERIC.
I think ERIC was also mostly a private information mining excursion more than it was actual electioneering help.
Meanwhile, Republicans like Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger have hailed ERIC as an effective tool for maintaining accurate voter rolls. Rusty Jacobs, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.